On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A probe's been launched after a man was killed and another was left injured in an electrocution incident on the north coast. It's understood that the contractors were working at the Inkobongo substation in Shaka Skral when the incident occurred yesterday. Ilembe District Municipality spokesperson Spepelo Ngobese says they were deployed by the city to conduct maintenance work. Ngobese says it was in preparation for a planned outage in the area.
We wish to offer our heartfelt condolences to the family of the bereaved. We are with the family and we will be investigating this particular incident together with the Department of Labor. And we want to say as Gwatuk Municipality will communicate further details upon the conclusion of the investigation.
Ratepayers associations say they're disappointed that Etiquini's mayor did not attend a meeting to discuss the city's proposed tariff hikes. Mkolisi Kaunda last month suggested a 14% price hike for electricity, 14.9% for water, and around 10% for refuse collection. The Integrated Development Plan and Budget Public Participation meeting was held at the Durban Exhibition Centre yesterday. Kaunda was expected to engage with ratepayers, but City Speaker Thabani Nyawose attended. Imran Bennett, who's with the Etiquini Ratepayers and Residents Association, says they want to speak with the mayor directly.
This meeting should be deferred until he's available.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything must be put on stop. We're all going to say the same thing here. There is to be no budget increase until such time. We are saying no.
Jay Govender is from the Tongaat Ratepayers and Residents Association.
We have burning issues with non-services and escalating costs is totally untenable. And the billing system is a total sham. It's a major bone of contention for the community of Tongaat.
The Gauteng Health Department says the Charlotte Mangkeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital is operational despite a power outage affecting parts of Johannesburg. City Power says a burnt feeder board at the substation has disrupted power to vital health facilities and impacted customers in Berea, Hillbrow, Parktown and surrounding areas. The utility says it does not know when the issue will be resolved. And abroad, two Malaysian military helicopters have collided and crashed during a training session, killing all 10 crew on board. Footage shared online showed several helicopters flying low in a formation over a naval stadium ahead of the Navy Fleet's Open Day celebrations. Your top story this hour. A probe's been launched after a man was killed and another was left injured in an electrocution incident on the north coast. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.